from the campus of New Hope Christian College. Welcome to Words of New Hope.
You're going to be a husband. You're going to be a wife. Get to know Jesus. How do I raise my children? Get to know Jesus. Oh, I'm a CEO of a business. Get to know Jesus. Read the Bible. There's no better business book than the Bible. The best things that are ethical, success-oriented, all are biblical. The more and more you get to know Him, the more the quality of life will be given to you.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday in a message entitled The Promise of Eternal Life. Pastor Wayne was showing us that as wonderful as heaven will be, God has some pretty incredible plans for us right here and now in this lifetime. Here is Pastor Wayne with part two of the message, The Promise of Eternal Life.
I remember when we were playing soccer and we were a championship game. We were playing a Mexican team to come over from Kona, and it was at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Well, at 3 o'clock, only six of the Mexicans had come from Kona. Now, they're a very good team. They had, you know, like their Mexican flag, and these guys started coming over, but they only had six. So the referee called us together and said, you know, we'll give you 15 more minutes. And if you don't have the rest of your team, you'll have to forfeit. So the Mexican guy says, okay, senor, okay. You know, they will come. So we split up and we're kind of kicking and, you know, practicing. And I'm nervous because they're so good. And they're going to kill us if we play. I just know that. So I'm praying, God, don't let them come. Don't let them come. Yeah. Well, 15 minutes, they don't show up. So the referee called us together and said, sorry to the Mexican team, you'll have to forfeit, and you guys are the champions. Yay! So then the Mexican captain said, okay, say, since we don't have our players, why don't you just give us a few and we'll just play scrimmage game? So I said, well, first of all, let me make sure now. We win already. We win. He said, yeah, you win. You're champions. You're champions already. You're champions. Let's just play. Okay, are you sure? Would you sign here that we win? Yes, you win. I said, okay, all right. So they said, just give us some players from your team and we'll just play a scrimmage. So I said, all right. So we gave him five guys. They're the worst guys. And then we gave him... And, you know, because I knew that we already won, we're already winners, we had the best game. I mean, we played like champions because it was like, no problem. We already win, you know, and we could make all these moves and everything because we win. And when they make a mistake, it's all right. Here, have the ball. We win. You know, and that's kind of like the Lord is saying, if you understand the assurance of salvation, that I've given you life forever, not based on your performance, but based on the performance of Christ. If you believe in Him, and based on His purchase price, you have the assurance of salvation forever. Now, do you stop there and say, great, we win? No. It should affect the way you live. That forgiveness is easier given. That we don't get caught up and we're not like losers. We don't live like losers. I remember when Amy was about five and Aaron was about four, there was a gravel pit right outside of our gravel a garden right outside of our front window. And I remember reading the paper and you know, in Hilo, it would rain like just twice a year. The first, it would be 6 months and the second 6 months. And it just rained a lot, but we loved it there. But once in a while, when we kind of get tired of the rain, we say to the kids, hey, we're going to go to Kona tomorrow. We're going to go to Hapuna Beach. And the kids would just love that. Son, what's that? And so we would go to Hapuna Beach and they would just love it. So whenever we'd say, we're going to Kona tomorrow, oh, they dance around. And so I told the kids, hey, we're going to Kona tomorrow. Oh, and so they went outside. And I saw them playing in the gravel and they both had trucks, and I guess Amy took Aaron's truck and making new road improvements, overpasses in the gravel, you know. And when he was noticing that she was making road improvements with his truck and he wasn't going to get credit for the road improvements, he started to say, hey, that's my truck. Now, Amy's only five and Aaron's four. And she said, just cool it, you know. Just cool it. He said, give me back my truck. Amy said, Just be still. Aaron said, you better give me back my truck. And I'm listening because I'm reading the newspaper and it's right outside the window. And I heard Amy say, Aaron, settle down. Tomorrow we're going to Kona. I laughed. You know, there's times I just know the Lord just says to me, when I get really frustrated and flustered, it's like the Lord saying, Wayne, tomorrow you have forever. You're going to heaven. It's okay. Live that way today. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly because you know about that assurance of life. See, eternal life doesn't start when you die. It starts when you receive Jesus. That's the quality. How do I tap into that? You say, how do I want to live like that. I want to have the assurance of forever and the quality of life living that today. How do I tap into that? Well, the first is, would you write number one? He invites us to believe. He invites us to believe. And that believing, you might have life in His name. It's going to require us to make a decision to die to the old and believe. Because the word believe means to trust in, to rely upon, to completely depend upon. In fact, the Word of God speaks about it in a term called born again. That's where you actually are dead to the old and you become alive to the new. Let's read John 3:3. Go. Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And the next in John 5, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." You see, the Lord is saying just hearing the commandments, knowing the commandments is not enough. You've got to believe, which means to depend on, to rely upon, to lean completely upon. Once you say, "I believe, therefore I put my life upon it. I let it affect the way I live." The Lord says, now you're believing. It's not just mentally assenting to it. It's leaning completely upon it. And the Lord is saying, now you're believing. Now you're understanding what it means. Now you're letting your life be affected by the eternal assurance. Now you're understanding what eternal life is all about. And that born again means just exactly that. It means you're going to die to the old. Sort of like this. Let's say the United States of America decided to make a brand new law, and it affects everyone even alive today, and that is this. You can only be a citizen of the U.S. if you're born in the USA. If you've come from another country and immigrated, sorry, you can no longer be a citizen. You got to go back. You have to be born here. Well, let's say someone who just loves the U.S. would say to this immigration officer, "Wait a minute, I've lived my whole life here. I'm from another country, but I immigrated when I was a little child." Sorry, if you weren't born here, you're no longer a citizen. "Wait a minute, I really want to be a citizen of this country." Sorry, you have to be born here. "But I'm already born." "I know, that's a problem. You can't." "Yeah, but I'm born, I'm alive, I'm grown, I'm already done." "Yeah, sorry, but you got to be born in the USA." "I'm already born." "Yeah, I know, that's a major problem. I don't know what we're going to do." What can I do?" "You just got to be born." "What do you mean? I got to like die, go into a mother's womb and come back into the USA and be born like again?" "Yeah, that's about the only way." "That's impossible." "Yeah, with man it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible." You see, Jesus Christ will do that dying for you. He will die on your behalf. And through Jesus Christ, you can be born again. That will make you a citizen of heaven. But you must be born again. You must be willing to die to your old identity and completely rely upon, depend upon, trust in His identity. And now you're born again and you have a new identity. You have new parents. God is your Father. "Oh, well, can that be done?" Mm-hmm, sure can. And so the Lord invites us to believe, and that's the first. But the second is this: when you're born again and you have indeed said yes to Jesus Christ, that I will die to the old and believe in you and say yes to Christ to come into my life, The second thing is the Lord says once you're born again, you become a Christian. He doesn't leave you on the delivery table as a brand new babe. Would you write number two? The second step to appreciate this promise of eternal life is this. He invites us to a quality of life by knowing Jesus more and more. He invites us to a quality of life. Believing in Christ gives you the quantity of life. Now, he invites us to a quality of life. By getting to know Jesus, the more you get to know Jesus, the more you read about him, the more you get to know his heart, how he sees things, how he speaks to things, how he solves problems, how he resolves issues. The more you get to know him, the more you become like him. In fact, let's read together the scripture out of John 17, 3. Go. This is eternal life. What is it? That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, what he's saying is this eternal life is going to come, the quality of it is going to come by the more you know Christ. So even as I've said yes to the Lord, he doesn't leave me now as a born-again babe on the delivery table. Now, the more I get to know him, that's why the life groups are so important. The devotions are so important. Getting involved, as you saw in the video with Dennis, getting involved in different things here. You get to know Jesus more and you grow into that person he wants you to be. Let's read 2 Peter 1, go. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. How? Through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Now you notice it says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us how much? Everything. Circle that word. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. How? Through the true knowledge of him by getting to know Jesus. Everything you need to know as a mom will come by you getting to know Jesus more and more. How do I raise my children? Get to know Jesus. Oh, I'm a CEO of a business. Get to know Jesus. Read the Bible. There's no better business book than the Bible. I read business books by Jim Collins and different ones, Blanchard and others. And you know, the best ideas that they have all are biblical principles. They're all biblical principles. Oh, they may or may not give God the glory. But the best things that are ethical, success-oriented, all are biblical. This is the best business book in the world. It's the best parent book in the world. If you want to know how to be a great employee, if you want to be a good thinker, good philosopher, a good philanthropist, the best is right here. The more you get to know Jesus, he will give you everything pertaining to life and godliness. Life and godliness. You're going to be a husband. The best book to read is the Word of God. Get to know Jesus. You're going to be a wife. Get to know Jesus. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. And the more and more you get to know him, the more the quality of life will be given to you. In fact, God says, I know that I've given you the promise of being a mom, and you'll have an influence on children, a dad. God says, I know that you're going to be a great influencer in the legislature. You're going to be a governor, or you're going to be a mayor, or you're going to be a county council person. You're going to be the head of a large project here in Hawaii that's going to influence many lives. I know that that's out there because I've designed that for you. The best way for you to be faithful when you arrive there is to get to know me here. Get to know the Word of God. And God gives us instructions as how to get there. With a prepared heart. It's instructions. And that's why God says, keep my commandments. Why? Because I just want you to toe the line? No, because I know if you follow these instructions, you will get there. And your heart will be prepared. And you will become all that I wanted you to be. But if you shortcut these, you'll skid onto the side. You'll slide off the pathway. And you won't arrive there. And if you do, you'll arrive there with an injured spirit and a wounded heart and an ill-prepared life. But if you will keep my commandments, I know what's out there. Keep my commandments and you'll take possession of that. That's what he says in Deuteronomy. Let's read this next scripture together. Go. You shall therefore keep every commandment which I am commanding you today. So that you may be strong and go in and possess the land into which you are about to cross to possess it. See, the Lord is saying, I know. So God gives us a quantity of life and an assurance of that because it needs to affect the quality of our life as winners today. because we're going to heaven. And the Lord says, I can give you an assurance of that, that you may know, not just hope, know that you have eternal life. And the neatest thing of all, I think, is once you give your life to Christ and you die and you become born again, the Bible says you are not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. You are my possession. You are mine, says the Lord. And when that happens, would you write down number three? It adds an eternal ring to our earthly assignment. It adds an eternal ring, not like a wedding ring, but like bing, an eternal ring or a touch or a sparkle. It's an eternal touch on your life. Little do you know that as you are faithful to follow His commandments, whether it be a servant or a dishwasher or a dad or a diaper changer or whatever, God says, I'm going to use you because you're not your own now. Just trust me. We've taken care of eternal life. I'm going to give you a quality of life, and I'm going to put an eternal sparkle on your life without you even realizing it because I'm going to start using you for my purposes. Now, trust me, because you're no longer a citizen of the world. Let's read what takes place. Philippians 3, go. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord says, you're a people of His own possession. We're a citizen of where? Of heaven. So we're like ambassadors on this spinning globe. And even though you're going through some trials and you think, oh, I don't have as much as the Joneses down the street, God is saying, no, I'll provide for you what you need for this season of your life. I want you to concentrate on the life that you're living because I want to use your life with an eternal ring put onto it that it will influence people that you don't even know are watching you. And if you will follow me and my commandments, people will see the insight and the wisdom with which you live, that you're able to step over roadblocks that would have hindered others. What others would have fallen victim to, you are victorious over. And they say, and you won't even know about it. But I will put an eternal ring to your life. You know, the ones that influence my life most are not those that are well-known celebrities and have some notoriety about them. Oh, they might impress my life. That might inspire my life. But the ones that influence my life are those that don't even realize anybody's watching them, but they just live pure lives. I remember one man who has had a family of about 9 kids and didn't have that much, but was so faithful to the Lord, so faithful to his family and his wife. About 20 years went by and I've seen all kinds of other things, but after 20 years, I said, you know, Lord, I want to have a heart like that man. He influenced my life the most, and he might never know how much he influenced me. But he influenced me so much because I said, Lord, I've seen others with lavish kinds of surroundings, but this man's heart is precious in the sight of God. It's those people that have an eternal ring to their life that influences people so very much. And God says, I want to use your life in that way. I'll tell you another story of a woman that went to Japan to be a missionary. 25 years she served as a missionary. You know how many converts she had? One. And that one convert wasn't even a Japanese citizen. It was a South Korean citizen. Somewhat discouraged, she went back to the mainland, and this South Korean went back to Korea, but he loved God so much, he started a little teeny Bible college and began to disciple some young men. First graduate of his Bible college, David Yong-Yi Cho, who pastors the largest church in the world today. Coincidence? Eternal touch. You see, the promise of eternal life is, yes, God gives you an assurance of eternal life. That gives you a quality of how you live today. And when you give your life to Him, He puts an eternal ring on your life. And as we follow His commandments and live as men and women of God, it won't be in one day until heaven that you'll understand the influence that we will make on history. You may never know whose lives you will influence. No, not until we see Him in eternity. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together. Let's bow our heads as we close.
The Lord has given us a promise of eternal life that was purchased on the cross by his blood, that he died in order that we might be born again. That's only possible through Jesus Christ, the one who purchased salvation. Because he has, he's able to offer that to you and me, because he purchased it. It's his to give. And now, as the author of life, he offers you that invitation to be born again. It's already been paid for, but you have to be willing to accept and believe in him, to trust in, to rely upon. If you've never done that, boy, do that today. It'll be the most eternal decision that you'll ever make in your whole life, guaranteed. It'll give you an assurance of life and hope beyond the grave, an eternal life. But even as wonderful, it gives you a quality of life on this side of the grave, a confidence, an assurance. If you've never made that decision to follow Jesus, do that today. He would offer you that invitation. If you're here and you need his forgiving touch, and you'd say, Lord, I don't understand all there is to understand about you, but I sure need you in my life. I need a new beginning. Father, I want to be born again. Lord, would you give me not only the assurance of life everlasting, but a quality of life in the here and now? And I want to follow you with your commandments so that there will be indeed an eternal ring on my life. Use me for your purposes. There's no greater dream. There's no greater cause. There's no greater honor. Lord, I want to say yes to your invitation to follow you. If that's you, would you raise a hand and say, yep, that's my prayer, Wayne. That's my prayer. Yeah, okay. Just saying yes to Jesus. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? You say, yeah, that's me. Okay. Yeah. All right. In the back. Yeah, I see those. Yeah. Okay. You can put your hands down. If you're here today and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I so desire that eternal ring on my life, because sometimes I don't think, you know, I'm this person with great notoriety, but I'm realizing that that eternal life, that gift, is something that is applicable to every single one of us in every arena. Even if God's called me to be a farmer, he will use me to touch the world if I will walk with him and follow his commandments, because he's the one that gives that eternal ring to our life, that eternal touch. I want God to remind me of that every day when I'm at work, at the marketplace, with my family, everywhere. Lord, would you remind me that I am a person that has received the promise of eternal life? Remind me of that. If that's you, would you raise a hand and say, yeah, Lord, remind me. Remind me often. Yeah. Let's reach out. Take a hold of the person's hand next to you. We're going to pray together. After we pray, we're going to sing an old hymn that I love. It's called Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. We'll finish with that, but I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer after me. And if this is the first time you'll pray this prayer, then please, outside, there's a yes table. For those that have said yes to Jesus Christ, to receive him as Lord and Savior, a choice to be born again, we have a follow-up packet for you. It's called a yes packet. There's a Bible in it and some follow-up material. Please get it free of charge. Just tell them I said, you know, you said yes to Jesus, and they'll give you that packet. So please stop by there on your way out. But would you please repeat after me this prayer? And let's pray with all our hearts, all of us together. Pray this after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I open my heart and say yes to your invitation to follow you. I lay down my life, exchanged for yours, to be born again and to know you more every day, so that I might become all you created me to be, a people of eternal life, a quantity of life, and a quality of life. So now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, that's our story. That's our song. Thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you thank the Lord with another clap offering? Go ahead.
You've been listening to a message entitled The Promise of Eternal Life with Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening.
Now, you can listen to Words of New Hope anytime on demand. Just go to www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. Spreaker, SPREAKER.com. Stream the message or download it to your mobile device and listen on the go. Again, that's www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. Now available 24/7, 365.
Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. And until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Dale Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha.